I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A wildfire in southern Colorado has burned nearly 2 square miles and forced hundreds of evacuations. San Luis Valley Emergency tweeted last night that an evacuation notice has been sent to nearly 400 phone numbers in the Forbes Park area east of Fort Garland. That's about 25 miles east of Alamosa. At last report, the fire was 0% contained. Manitou Springs City Council has approved a deal aimed at reopening the Pikes Peak Cog Railway, which has been closed for repairs since last fall. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, the city offered a variety of tax incentives to the Broadmoor, which owns the popular tourist attraction.
The Broadmoor says it could cost more than $80 million to get the cog back in working order, and suggested it might not be worth the investment without help from the city. In response, Manitou agreed to cap a so-called amusement tax on the cog for the next 50 years. Leslie Lewis directs the city's Chamber of Commerce, Visitors Bureau, and Office of Economic Development. She says the cog is an important economic driver for the community, and its absence has been felt this summer.
They are an icon for not only Manitou, but the whole Pikes Peak region. So we certainly all are hoping that they come back soon.
As part of the deal, the Broadmoor also agreed to pay Manitou Springs $1 million over the next 2 years and to help fund additional parking capacity in the city. The ordinance passed City Council in a 6-1 vote. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.